listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on March 28th, 2021, a live show hosted by yours truly, James Kelso, for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're welcome to call in. Going through our preliminaries here, that call-in number is 512. That's deep in the heart of Texas, 248-8252. You'd be calling there into the sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas, at that number. If you want to participate in the show, 512-248-8252. And I hope you, a few of you do call in. I love the calls. It makes the show more lively. And we have some of the most intelligent listeners in radio here, as fellow radio host Mike Rivero says in his promotional piece for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And of course, that subject comes up ever more strongly now that our resources as patriots are narrowing. And I think that'll be at least the opening theme of today's show, is how serious the situation is. How narrow is the defile into which we have entered? We are in, like the Greeks at Thermopylae, we're in a very narrow passage. Those 300 Spartans at Thermopylae. Thermopylae in Greek, thermos means hot, and pili means gates. Thermopylae was the hot gates, and that's where we are. We are in the hot gates, ladies and gentlemen. And the Persians are upon us in their hundreds of thousands to be stopped by 300. And there's some other Greek allies that Leonidas had there who fought and died with the Spartans at Thermopylae. But it's an analogous situation, so I'll be talking about that today. When I say the narrowing defile, we've lost the presidency. Well, it was stolen. Lost the Senate. It, too, was stolen. Lost the House. And, well, the Supreme Court, that's turned out to be a big fat nothing. What decision of the Supreme Court can you refer to that's been a defense of our civilization? I'm at a loss to name one right now. So good job, Gorsuch. Good job, Kavanaugh. Good job, Barrett. And I agree with President Trump's adjective for those three and the rest of them. Well, let's exempt Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito. But for those two, they're gutless. They don't have what it takes to stand with King Leonidas. They don't seem to understand that it's the defense of our civilization that's at stake. This is not a joke. This is the battle for our civilization. All right, so I'll be kind of going along that theme here in today's show. Another theme I'll be talking about is tactics. What do we have in the way of tactics with which to fight, like the Spartans at Thermopylae? I'm going to propose a tactic here. I haven't heard anybody else propose it, and I've heard some people sometimes using it, but I'm going to propose it as something that can be used on a broad basis and a generalized tactic, and that is rough language. That's right. I'm proposing rough language for this battle, and I'll expound upon that, and I'd love to hear your thoughts also. Now, I'm not going to use very much rough language. I'm going to allude to rough language, and that's one way, by the way, of using the rough language. But I'll talk about that as a theme, and not to keep you in stitches here and wondering what I'm talking about. I'm not going to burst out with a string of vulgarities just yet, not just yet. But the what I'm referring to is this: we're straitjacketed. Not only are we in the are we walking through the valley of death here, with the enemy on all sides, but we are pretty much shorn of our weapons and our shields and our armor. We're left with not much to defend ourselves and not much to fight. So I'm proposing rough language in that regard as something that we have not yet been totally stripped of. So I'll give you and why am I talking about this? The problem with nice guy talk, polite language, gentlemanly discourse, ladylike discourse, is that it hides just the act of engaging in gentlemanly or ladylike discourse conceals the fact that we're in a life and death battle. As soon as you engage in some sort of polite conversational tone, the natural reaction of anyone listening to such manner of talk is to think, well, there's nothing too terrifying is going on here. Things are pretty normal. The conversation, the tone of the conversation is normal. So the situation must be normal. But no, it ain't normal. The situation is not normal. And in an earlier era of our people, an era like that of Leonidas or our patriot founders, and I've got right next to me here, I've got a really nice parchment-like reproduction of the Declaration of Independence. And here, I'll crinkle it for you to hear that parchmenty effect. I hope that doesn't sound like thunder. I'm going to be referring to this facsimile, which I got in the mail just the day before yesterday. But the our ancestor patriots, what did they do in a circumstance stands far less dire than ours? I mean far less dire. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, their situation in 1774, 75, and a upon the signing of this document, July 4th, 1776, actually signed July 2nd, but proclaimed on July 4th, 1776 in Philadelphia, their situation was much better than ours in every way. Much, much better. They were far freer than we are. They had much less prospect of destruction of their civilization. And yet they resorted to fighting. They fought at Lexington. They fought at Concord. They fought in Boston. This is prior to the Declaration of Independence. They were fighting. There were lots of fights. So that was an era of, you could say, freer men and women. And if you traduced their rights, if you stood on their necks, they fought. That's right. Violence. That's right. That's how a man defended himself, or a woman. They defended themselves. Now, we don't do that anymore. Something happened on the way to affluence. We stopped doing that sort of thing. So, and I'm not going to advocate it right here, but we'll be talking about it. We'll be wondering why we don't defend ourselves anymore. And my advocacy of rough language, and maybe we'll come up with a better term for it, rough language I think is good, is that that is one way of fighting back that conveys emergency. It conveys desperation. It conveys life or death struggle. Much better than polite society language, which is all we hear, or pretty much all we hear. And I'll give you examples of two men, real men, who have used rough language to communicate in this way. And rather than keep you in any mystery, let me refer to those two men. One of them is named Donald John Trump, Sr. The other is named Donald Trump, Jr. And on January 6th, there in that magnificent speech that both of them, each of them, gave on that day, they used a technical term in their speaking there. And this is a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about. Rough language as something that's needed, that needs to be propagated, that needs to go out as a sort of a call, a sort of a trumpet call to our people to signal that it's an emergency. In their magnificent speeches before the stupidity in the Capitol that involved only a few dozen ding-dongs, we thought it would be a nice idea to trespass on the Capitol. These are weirdos who had nothing to do with Donald Trump, nothing. In fact, some of them may have been provocateurs staging a false flag, trying to destroy that glorious day. But now let's forget about them. Let's set that aside. Donald Trump had nothing to do with that. Let's go to where I was that midday, January 6th. I was jumping up and down off my couch, pumping my hands in the air, shouting hallelujah, as Donald Trump Jr., who spoke first before his father, he said, "We've had enough of this," and now here I'm going to this kind of language that I am advocating. "We've had enough of the bullshit." That's right, bullshit. and thank God for the Trumps who've cleared the way for me, you know, on the radio to say that. You know, somebody says, "Kelso, you can't say that. That's a bad word. You can't use a bad word." Well, Donald Trump Jr. says, "Yes, I can." And Donald Trump Sr. says, "Yes, I can." And since I'm a advocate, a follower, I'm a corporal in the Trump Army, Yes, I can use the language of my commanders. But Donald Trump Jr. said in his speech, and I should go get the clip. Maybe during one of the breaks, I'll go get the actual sound clip. He said, we've had enough bullshit. But then trumping that and taking it, as Chef Emeril says, kicking it up a notch, Dad came up later with his longer than 1 hour speech, which was so magnificent. And he said, we've had enough bullshit. That's what the president said. Now, why is that such good use of language? I mean, I'm saying this is an important tactical matter. Important tactical matter. We need to use language like that. What both of those men, those great patriots, those Thomas Jefferson, John Adams type brave men did when they used that language was they communicated to their fellow citizens, this is an emergency. If they said, you know, we're not going to have more of this nonsense. Think of any other thing that's acceptable in polite company. We've had enough of this balderdash. We've had enough of this idiocy. You know, think of, you know, 200, 300 different words that you could put in there. None of them communicate like the very articulate Anglo-Saxon word bullshit. That conveys something. That's why in situations, dire situations, you'll find that you yourself, I don't care who you are, there's no one out there that is such a Puritan that they don't use language like this when it's important. When it's a desperate situation and you make an exclamation, you don't say fiddlesticks. You don't say fiddlesticks. You say something else. Now, I'll give you another example without using the word, but you'll be able to fill it in because you know what I'm talking about. In describing our enemies, and I like that Donald Trump and the whole Trump family have brought that word into our lexicon. So we don't call, they're not our opponents. They're not our, you know, competitors. They're not our esteemed colleagues on the in the other side of the aisle. No, they're not esteemed. They're not colleagues. They're an enemy, as Donald Trump identified the press correctly, as enemies of the people, or the enemy, the whole press, as the enemy of the people. Thank you, Mr. President. You alone did that. Nobody else prior to President Trump did that. That's an example of President Trump adopting this tactic of rough language. And maybe there's a better adjective, better than rough. Rough language, we could say, well, I like rough. And if you have a better suggestion out there for what to call it that conveys the meaning I'm trying to convey, I want to hear your suggestion. But here's an example of, these are not colleagues. These are not opponents. These are not political rivals. What are all of the people on the left? All of them. All of the people. All of the Nancy Pelosi's. All of the Chuck Schumer's, all of the Chuck Todd's in the press, all of the Joe Biden's, all of the Kamala Harris's. What are all of those people? They're not political rivals. And I'm trying to figure out how I'll couch this phrase here without actually using the word. They are a particular type of whole. They're a particular type of hole. And now I'm going to let you fill in the first three letters of that hole. And I'm counting on actually every single one of you. I don't care what church you belong to. You know what the first three letters of blank hole are. And that's what they are. That's exactly what they are. And calling them something else like rivals or colleagues doesn't do it. You have to name the evil people. They are evil people. They are, yes, that word that starts with an A. That's what they are. And if they are called that, and I'm advocating that I hope, well, I'll share my hope with you right after this break and take the opportunity to call 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
You didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Because Big John would unload on you. Big John would, among other things, before those big hammer-like fists would unload on you, I'll bet you Big John would give you a piece of his mind. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying, as a tactic, we on the right should start giving our enemies a real piece of our mind. Now, you say, well, isn't that risky, Kelso? You use rough language like the aforementioned word describing a form of hole. Isn't that language somehow? No, it's not. It's not risky. In fact, other more polite language can be exploited by our enemies, those holes, in their lawfare against us. So, for instance, if you call somebody, all of these people on the left are traitors. They're all traitors. But somebody could possibly, very easily, for a left winger, they could sue you for calling them a traitor. There's something of a legal element. There is a legal definition to traitor. Somewhat. And so somebody could take you to court and say, you called me a traitor. And you can you establish legally that I'm a traitor? Oh, no. Well, then I'm filing like this this voting machine company that's filed a $1+ billion lawsuits about against anybody and his cousin that called them corrupt, which they are. $1 billion lawsuits. That's why one of the, that's the excuse given by the creeps at Fox. And I'm not talking about the good guys, people like Tucker Carlson, the creeps at Fox, for firing a giant among us, Lou Dobbs. They fired him. They fired him after he, Lou Dobbs, was named personally in the $1 billion lawsuit by the company that owns Dominion, the software voting machine company. Somebody, some caller helped me with the name of that company. Starts with an S. And so that's that lawfare is used. But if you use colorful language, like the earthy Anglo-Saxon word bullshit, you really can't be sued for saying bullshit. And the for calling somebody's Joe Biden's press conference total bullshit, which is what it is. That's exactly what it is. You can't be sued for saying that. On the other hand, if you used a more technically, legally definable word, possibly you could. So I'm saying actually really salty, earthy language is really not actionable. Now, there could be, let me give another argument for the, now in your own life, you out there, in when you're talking to people, of course, you're totally exempt. Now, I'm a radio host, so that brings another, another specter arises, which is the tyranny over the airwaves. So you could have an FCC, Federal Communications Commission, which might say, oh, you can't use this particular kind of language on the airwaves. And their BS rationale would be that it somehow is harmful to our youth, or it is unwholesome. It is something we don't want on the airwaves. We don't want some poor lamb who's walking by a window and you utter the word bullshit and it goes out the window and this person hears it and is scarred for life by having heard that common English word. So that exists. And there's case law on this. There's precedent, et cetera, on, and I'm not that up on it. Maybe some of you out there in the audience are more up on it than I am. So, but there are, look, the people on the left, the kind of language that people on the left are using every second of every minute on social media is so far beyond anything that we right-wingers, so far beyond any mild vulgarity that we on the right might use. I don't think that's a very profound concern. The descriptive, well, the images, the language, what they do, who they are, is so gross. It is so obscene. Like this person who I think was confirmed as the we don't know if it's a man or a woman person who was appointed by Biden. And what was the, I think this person, what do you call it? This, the thing, the it, the he, the she, you call it them. I think Rand Paul was grilling this one. This person is just an affront to decency just by being on camera. So, but I'm saying that we've got to... Here we are. We are at the bottom of the mine. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Speed
fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, we're back, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We got 2 hours together, 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast time here. And I'm watching for your calls at 512-248-8252. So let's go to my opening theme. I've opened two themes here so far. One was we're in dire straits. I'm going to go to that here now. And the other was, I think rough language is a tactic that we should heartily use. Purpose being what? To get our people fired up, to get them to realize that we are in dire straits, to get them to realize this is it. This is the whole deal. Don't let them tiptoe through the tulips into hell. Don't let them get to the point where it's too late. And not rough language, not anything will help. And now let's talk about how close are we to that point? How close are we to the edge of the cliff? Well, I say, folks, damn close. Damn close, like those scary pictures you see of people standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon or leaning off the edge of a skyscraper. That's where we are. Okay, so what do you mean, Kelso? Well, what defenses do we have right now? Do we have a press? Well, we got this little radio station here, this little radio network, and a few other things like it. Newsmax looks pretty good. One American News looks pretty good. Tiny, both tiny. Newsmax is starting to gain size. I think they may actually have a bigger audience than CNN right now. Then there's part of Fox, and that's it. Epoch Times, the only newspaper we have. That's all the media we've got. Ain't much. The entirety of all the other media is left-wing, communist, gonzo. Okay, how about politically? What do we have in our great system of checks and balances enshrined in our Constitution that our founding fathers and mothers fought and died for? How much of the checks and balances do we have? None. None. We don't have a damn thing. The House is gone. Nancy, crazy Nancy, is the president. So, and I see he's used a colorful word there. Crazy Nancy. That's rough language. In polite society, you wouldn't call your hostess, "Hi, crazy Nancy." That's rough language. Thank you, Mr. President. Or how about the Senate, now run by crying Chuck Schumer? Again, that's rough language. Crying Chuck Schumer. The White House, sleepy Joe Biden. More language from the president. And camel nose Harris. Now, I use all kinds of terms like that. Camel nose, Kamala. I think I pretty much refuse. It'd be a mistake on my part if you heard me say, I got to remember now, how does she pronounce her name? Kamala. Kamala. I want to say it as little as possible. I don't want to get you used to saying it the way she wants you to say it. Kamala. Kamala. Camel nose. Chameleon. Camel face. Let people know, no, this is not a polite lady. This is not a nice person. I just heard Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who's all into colorful language, and he makes his flowery images that he, so on. And he just was, I almost wanted to puke when John Kennedy of Louisiana said, well, I know Kamala Harris, and she's a very nice lady. Come on, John Kennedy, stop it. She's not a very nice lady. Stop it. Because everything you're going to say about her after that was vitiated, wrecked, ruined, destroyed by your preamble that Kamala Harris is a very nice lady and that you know her. Cut it out. And cut out the flowery language, John Kennedy. You've all seen him on TV. He gets all thrilled with himself. And he espouses patriotic views. He seems level-headed on a number of issues. But let's talk tough nails. Let's talk turkey about the issues, John Kennedy. I don't want to hear your Shakespearean impersonation. I don't want to hear your Hamlet soliloquy. Knock it off. And no, the camel nose Harrises and the Joe Bidens and the colleague Pelosi and colleague Schumer, they're not colleagues, they're not nice people, they are criminals. They are enemies of our nation. They are that type of hole that I described. That's what they are. It's not even close. It's not like that's a judgment call whether they are that type of hole. That's what they are. These are nasty, smelly, putrid, vile people. They are ugly morally and otherwise also, but they are morally ugly creatures. They have to be, and the public needs to hear. If you're a leader, John Kennedy, you need to say that. And if I'm doing a radio show, I need to do my little bit by saying that. So, and why? So that our people will understand that somebody is trying to destroy their world, destroy the future of their children. And I mean destroy. Now, the president said it well in his message. I'll go back to DonaldJTrump.com and try to read that message, a statement he made where he said they are destroying our nation. They're not. Now, nice people don't do that, John Kennedy. That's not a nice person that's destroying our nation. So stop calling her a nice person. You just destroyed everything else you think, your wonderful Hamlet soliloquy about things that you are going to complain about. Okay. So we've got some callers here. Let's go to some callers. But that was my little sketch there of what we got. We don't have the media. Well, the university, academia, where you're going to be sending your kids, or maybe you already sent them there. We have nothing in the colleges, nothing. Zip. Hillsdale College, you know, zip. And in the government, we now have nothing. We're stripped bare. We're down to a Senate where, and I'll talk about Joe Manchin in a minute, you've got 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, which means that you're going to have a tie on every vote, which means Camel Nose Harris is going to vote against us, and we lose. We lose. We lose every time. And we'll talk about this creep, Joe Manchin. We'll talk about him in a moment. He's not a nice guy who might help us out. No. Hey, Joe Manchin, you come from a Republican state, a Trump state, more than 2-1 Donald Trump state. What the hell are you doing as a demon rat senator from West Virginia? What, who the hell do you think you are? You don't represent the people of West Virginia. You represent your own sorry ass. That's all you represent. And you need to either become a Republican or hit the road. You're not. Stop this footsie game. The people of West Virginia voted for Donald Trump. They didn't vote for the demon rat party. So we'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to our callers. Let's relax for just a moment. We've got Kathleen in Texas and Don in Arizona. I think Don dropped. Don, call back. Let's go to Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, you're on the phone. I know you're on the phone. Now you're on the air.
Hey, my favorite thing is when go through all of the things that Donald Trump has done in the last week, quotes, takes, but specifically a real update on Donald Trump's actions and where he is, what he's doing, and that's what I would like to hear.
Beautiful.
Okay,
Kathleen,
thank
beautiful.
You.
No, Kathleen, beautiful. Thank you. That's a great comment by Kathleen. I'm with you, Kathleen. That's the best. That's what I enjoy the most, too, about this show or about my own week, is what is our great leader done this week since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse. And I don't have as much, you know, before the presidency was stolen from him and us, we had a treasure trove of, I mean, you couldn't keep up with Donald Trump even in one day, what he had done in one day. That has thinned out now because, I mean, look what they did. They took him off of Twitter. They took him off of Facebook. They took him off of the airwaves. They took him out of the White House. So we don't have as much Trumpiana. We don't have as much pronouncement from Donald Trump every day. Now, that's going to change. That's going to change. I'll give you one little tidbit that came up today, is that Donald Trump mentioned he's doing some interviews on with some of the better people on Fox, like Maria Bartiromo. I heard him interviewed by Maria Bartiromo, I think, yesterday. And the he has said, hey, look, if Joe Biden won't go down to the border, he said he's not going. And Kamala Nose Harris is not going down to the border. She said she's not going. And then she's come out with her horse donkey laugh when she said, are you going to the border? And she said, Not today. Ha, ha, ha. Wait. Let me do my donkey impression. Let me think. I've been too long since I did a donkey. She sounds like a donkey. What does a camel sound like when they do a donkey sound? That's what she sounds like. I almost hurt myself there. So he said, I'll go. There's some a bit of news for you, Kathleen. He said, I'll go to the border. Now, I think this is brilliant from the president, and I would like to let's expand on that. I'd like to see the president do press conferences on the grass there at Mar-a-Lago. And we'll tune in. All of America wants to hear him. So if Joe Biden hasn't had a press conference yet, yeah, that was not a press conference that he had the other day. And I don't think he ever will have an actual freewheeling, informative, real press conference. I don't think that's going to happen. That thing we saw was pathetic. It was completely rehearsed, completely canned. And he had, what do you call those things? He had guardrails throughout the entire thing. You could see Jen Psaki sitting by the side wall there, ready to leap to her feet and tackle Biden if he got out of line. So they're ready to pull the plug at any moment. And the pathetic group of reporters, and they did not take a question, I don't believe, from the Fox reporter, Ducey, was pretty good. So Donald Trump, let's do press conferences, Mr. President. I think that's a good idea. Go down to the border, yes. And rallies, get out there and so on. Now, and that's all coming, ladies and gentlemen. Here's more good news about Donald Trump. Remember, he announced, we shared it on our show last week, he's repeating this fact that he has got his own media, his own communications network is going to appear in coming weeks. He's working on it now, putting it together. That's our understanding. I'm putting words in his mouth, but people that he has sent out, like, is his name Jonah Miller? One of his staff named Miller has been out putting out the word that Donald Trump's going to have something. It's coming. It's big. Or as the president would say, huge. It's going to be huge. And that's what we want. We want huge. So that's good news. That's coming up. Let us go to heeding what Kathleen said. Let's go to DonaldTrump.com right now. Where is he? Let's get his website here. Here we go. Well, see, now this again, this, you know, this is slimmer pickings now. The last really good statement on his website is March 20th. Well, time was, you know, only a matter of weeks ago, a couple months ago, when Donald Trump would have something really hot and sizzling every few hours, sometimes every few minutes. So we yearn for the return of those times. But in that last statement, just to bring you back, he said this. He said, sadly, the election was rigged. This is the president writing a week ago. And totally game-changing. Democrats could not get Republican legislatures in swing states. That would be like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, to approve the voting changes which took place before the election, which is mandated under the Constitution of the United States. For that reason alone, we had an illegitimate election. Now that's the way to talk, Mr. President. Now, and by the way, when he uses a great term like bullshit, right there, we had a bullshit election. Illegitimate's a better word, right there. But I like that he lets loose with some of the more colorful language when appropriate. The Supreme Court and other courts were afraid to rule. They were, now here's again the president coming out with tough language, rough language. They were gutless. When's the last time a Republican president called Republican members of the Supreme Court gutless. I like that. And you know, there are other words that could, you know, other forms of language that could be used. For example, this is a colorful phrase. You're not used to hearing this on the radio, except for from left wingers. They use vile language and imagery all the time. But so, and we're, why are we so queasy? Why are we Republicans so diffident about fighting, about mixing it up with these? There's another word that is descriptive of these people. It's a good English word, bastard. That's a good English word. That's what they are. All of them. They've earned that designation. You know, we're fighting with that. That's what we're fighting with our hands tied behind our back. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, that's what we are.
Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy
woman. I never found the wealthy woman, but I'll tell you what, we're doing great up here in North Dakota, the little woman and myself and our two kids, and my youngest, who's 9, He's homeschooling, and he's doing a great job. And I'm going to look up some of these words that I think should be, as part of our tactics, we should use more colorful language. One word the president has used, a phrase he's used over and over again, term of art, is SOB. He's called a number of people SOBs, and he's said it in full. Yes. Go there, Mr. President. I like that. I like that. He's also, we just heard an ad in which somebody said they felt like crap. That's good. That's a colorful word. Good Anglo-Saxon word, crap. And that's what our enemies are, crap. Anyway, I bought here for my kids here in our homeschooling. I bought this, my voice will fade as I go over here to look at it. It's so big I can't hold it right on the desk here. The Webster's New International Second Edition, unabridged. This is that monster dictionary that's so beautiful that we all used to see, back when we had libraries, back when we were allowed to have a country, when we could, go places without a mask on. I mean, what subservience? What subservience? And that's what they're doing. They're turning us into, they're testing us. Can we get these people to walk around with a face diaper on? And they'll take it. There's no basis. Nobody has offered any science whatsoever to say that you're better off rebreathing your own air. That you're somehow healthier rebreathing garbage air, even if you live in North Dakota or Wyoming or Maine. No, that fresh air is not good for you. They want you to demonstrate that you are ready to be walked on. That you're a worm, that you won't fight, that you won't use colorful language. And I'm going to look up a word here. This is what they do in Congress and the Senate. They talk about collegiality. That's what we don't need. Let me look it up here. Collegiality. I have to go over here all the way to this huge, this dictionary must weigh 25 pounds, 30 pounds. It's huge. I love it. I paid a bunch for it because you have to buy collectors. It's a collector's item. Collegiality. Let me find it. Okay, here we go. Collegiality. Where are you? I'm going to get it here. Okay, I've got it. And we're out of time here for this hour, but we'll be back with our second hour here with our very uncollegial Patriot Show right after this break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.